say, what is a mikuda? Say a shkofetik, kidai to know it. Say a lemaisetik. Well, we say it yesterday. Maybe a little bit about the nikuda. Yesterday morning, two people came to visit me in yeshiva. Heat or cold?
Heat.
Sure. These were cold. Some heat or cold? Two people came to visit me in yeshiva. One I got to know, second time I'm meeting him. The other one is the first time I'm meeting him. One of them is Frumer, the other one is a Shraya. He came with the Yamaki, but only in the conversation, I have that. Lad Hashem Atei or Mitzvah. He's a multimillionaire. He's not going to sit down, you know, he came to see, went to sit down a bit shy, sit inside. And we're speaking a little bit. He tells me, you know, I'm sorry to ask you a question, I'm allowed to ask a question. So, okay, yes. Listen, in my business, you know, the first time I'm in Israel, okay, this other guy that knew me for the second time, he really, you know, made the Shaykh, he schlepped me to come to the Shaykh. Well, I'm chilling, but I'm chilling for the first time. He said, but you know, we have offices, you know, we have a big office. We do the Zachar for the Ganzavel, you know. I do a lot of business. We have a lot of meetings. Sometimes we have meetings with big tables with a lot of people around. But if the tones go up, I make sure that the tones will go down, because if not, people can't concentrate on what they have to do. People can't figure out. You know, if it's too much noise, you can't work like that. See, if we have a big meeting, if it gets very noisy, I'm the boss, I just do like this. Everyone gets a bit quiet. I see a big room here, 500 people, trying to figure out a piece of text. See, everyone's holding the same text. Everyone's trying to figure out it. Such noise. It doesn't disturb the people to figure out what they need to figure out. So listen, he said, I know, I'm telling you, I know the world. This is not a good idea. You want me to help you to make it a small room? I'll help. I think this is not a good idea the way people are sitting here. Everyone is sitting together, it's such noise, no one could come out good. You only come to 50% from your abilities. So I'm sorry to say that, but I'm telling you what I think. Like, very optimistic. And I thought to myself, I told him that by us it works the other way around. If there's only two or three people, it doesn't work. The more noise that we have, it works. He says, but explain to me why. He says, listen, I'm smart. I have medical schools, I have law schools, I owe all these things all over the world. Nowhere in the world they hold that so much noise makes it better. To think, to pray, yes, but not to think. So, what is the real answer? Doesn't make a difference. But we know he's right. He's wrong. Yeah, I don't think someone here thinks that this guy is right. That if you sit in your own little room, you come to better. From living in a Beis Medrash. Why am I saying that? Before what I... Sometimes some bachurim have a question, why is the shul klali? Some bachurim, I hear it. It's not the ghetto, our yeshiva. Our yeshiva is poshut. Very stark issue of glory, but in different issues, I hear sometimes people ask a question, Mitl Teira? What do I live half of the issue of glory? Not an issue of both Hashem, but in different Hashem issues, I hear this question. Why would they issue of glory? For what we need it? Mitl Teira? Choshev Gdei Oilom say Shiv Klolis. 80% leave the Mismedrash. And that by us, in no place. So for what? I'm not saying now that I know what is the answer. This maybe make one of bad the Indian Shiv Klolis, yes? But the same thing, it sounds like this question is this guy. Why you need to learn with such noise? Is it Tzura v'yeshiva? The same thing, you understand that this guy is wrong, even though I couldn't explain to him on paper why he's wrong, but I know he's wrong. I can't explain to him why. But I know he's wrong. There's no suffix that he's wrong. No shaila about it that he's wrong. The same thing, these people that ask these questions are wrong. Even if we can't answer them why they're wrong. In the same way, and in the same mahalach, some people don't understand why shachris mishiva has to be so long. Mamish shleptach. Not even shorter, much more lemaitzadik, a bit later, a bit shorter. They belong to this person that doesn't understand. Not that I understand. When I will understand, I'll say Avada being in Tefillah and Yeshiva. I don't understand. I'm not saying I have an answer in all these questions. We learned in our parasha, Yaakov Avinu is going to Mitzrayim. You know who is Yaakov Avinu? Chir Sheba'ovis. I'm sure Yaakov spoke and learning the whole time in his house. I don't think Yankov had a problem with Bittul Torah. I don't think the Shif Teiko were busy reading books, Chas V'Shalom. Sitting and learning, Yema V'Laila. They're going down to Mitzrayim, Chevre Kadusha. Yaakov is nervous. Vos Rezayim in Mitzrayim, there's no yeshiva. He sends Yehuda ahead. What's the problem? You come to Mitzrayim. You find a room, a place, we'll make it a smedrish. There's a problem. I think Yosef is the king. He will take care of it. 5 minutes, they'll put through your room. Yaakov said, I can't go down to Mitzrayim if a yeshiva is not there. Miyameim shalav yiseinu leiposko mehem yeshiva. Avraham zoken the yeshiva yeshiva. Yaakov goes for 14 years to Beis Shem ve'eivah. Yaakov Avinu, son of Yitzchak, Yishtam, Yeshiva Olim, goes to yeshiva. Vaistois is in a yeshiva in Talmud Torah something that we don't understand. Some of us understand the part of it. Some of us don't understand at all what it is all about. Aber a yeshiva. A yeshiva has something special. And this special that a yeshiva has, this makes it. This special what a yeshiva has makes the bachur to grow, to become a Talmid Chochem, to become a Ben Aliyah, to become something special. To become something special. This was the yeshiva to us. Chazal say, "Ein divrei Torah miskayimim elo b'mi shemein misatzmo yoleh." Divrei Torah are not miskayim elo b'mi shemein misatzmo yoleh. Chazal say, "Mishnah and Oves, every goyle lemokim Torah, ve'al toimar sheitovo yacharecha." Zok ma'aral. Every goyle lemokim Torah, ve'al toimar sheitovo yacharecha. He says, it's not like Oishal. In Oisha, you could work and not become rich. You could not work and become rich. Some people did work out and became very rich. Some people tried very hard, didn't become rich. And Torah, if you don't, if you try, you will become. If you don't try, you will never become. If you're not a main mitzvah, there's not even one chance that you'll become a Talmud Chacham. Mishka is a chance. There's no chance to become a Talmud Chacham without a Mei Misatzvah. Not even one chance to become a Talmud Chacham without a Mei Misatzvah. The only way to become a Talmud Chacham is with a Mei Misatzvah. Lomo nikro shmo tushia shematesh eskirich yishalad. If it's a Torah that is not mateshet, it will not make it. If you're not a Meimis, you will not make it. A person sometimes has it easy. He's jealous. It looks like when the other guy is going easy. When the other guy goes live. When it's going easy by the other person, this will not make him to become a Talmud Chacham. This will not make him to become special. Maybe sometimes it looks that by the other person it's easy. Maybe sometimes it looks that by the other person it's easy. It looks that it's life. There's no life. I want to tell you, it was a bachur here 2 weeks ago, came from America for 48 hours. Young boy, 18, he didn't get along in yeshivas. He had to really leave yeshivas. He had to go out to work. His parents didn't know what to do with him. So I told his parents, send him for Shabbos to my house. And then he'll go out to work. We'll pack him in the right way before he goes out to the midbar, to the place with the animals, to the oilam, yeah? When he's leaving the yeshiva, where all the bad malach chabola going around. So I sent him with someone to Rav Shteyman. Shteyman took his hand and he told him, why are you not learning? You have a Yitzhahara, right? You know how much Yitzhahara I have not to learn? Much more from what you have. Rav Shteyman, I don't know if you know him, he's not one of these people that make up stories that be together around his locker, yeah? He doesn't know how to do it, Rav Shteyman, yeah? He's Emmett. It's a glatter, you know, he's not in that, not a good schmoozer, yeah? He's Emmett. I told him, I have more Yitzhahara for you, and I fight it every day. I remember David Pobalski, the Chatzadik Livchocha, he would come to Yeshiva every night, 12 o'clock by night. Every night, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock by night. Every night, till the morning. Not that there's other people that would stay up by night, so they come down in the sleeping, and I is not. He stays down in the yeshiva. We said yeshiva is not, not in yeshiva, it's not Zach. We don't understand it, yeah? Like, this guy doesn't understand why people don't learn in the rooms, yeah? But nobody understands what is a yeshiva. So he died in the yeshiva. So he'll wake up 2 o'clock by night, till the yeshiva. Davening, you can learn. You know, it's better to walk up and talk to him and learn after davening. You learn now, everyone woke up, yeah. Then he would go home and then he would go back before Shia, he would learn an hour of Shia. Then he would be back in his memory. So he said, Shia, then we're back home. And every night, a different bacher would take him. Like as a Torah, as a every time someone else there, he walked him, two bachers. Get older, with a wheelchair, there was a car. Remember, his first granddaughter got married. I think she married him, David Soloveitchik's son. So I remember in the chasana, after an hour, he left. They asked him why. So I have to be in the shiva at 2 o'clock. I can't tonight to go to sleep later. 2 o'clock, I have to be in the shiva. So I have to go home back early so that I can get back to the neighbor to sleep to wake up. I'm David Thomas. I'm 90 years old. It's been a 90 year. A 90 year. Yeder Nacht, the Yitzhahara comes to me. It's 2 o'clock by night. And the Yitzhahara says to me, David, du bist schon alt. Efter noch 20 minutes, wieder schlafen. Sleep in another 20 minutes. You're already older. Dovey, you're older. I can't wake up 2 o'clock. I'll do it. A guy says, I had a headache today. Why were you in Seder? I had a headache today. I didn't feel good. You know, this is Naya Meshugasim, yeah? I was not feeling good, yeah? My stomach. I'm your older. I need to sleep another 20 minutes. I push him away. He tells me, 10 minutes. I push him away. I fight and I get up. Till now, he said, I'm 40 years waking up 2 o'clock by night. And every night I have to fight it till I manage to get out of bed. But in 2 o'clock, I pull myself out of bed. We think we have it to hurt. To sleep in 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock and then to wake up, yeah? Reb David has the same milchome, worse. He's out. He's crying. Yitzhar, Yitzadikim nira lehem kehar. Real excuses to put me to stay back in bed. And I fight. This makes the person to grow. The Altagir Rebetzor, the Bacher once came over to him and told him, you can't anymore. The Mamash, he doesn't go till he chaps the blood gemore. The Gir Rebetzor, I'm so jealous of you. I know, Echot Betzah, the Jason in Mer Shalei Betzah. So when you learn a day, it's like 100 days a month. So every 3 days of year, you do what I do in a year. I look the whole time for the time that I will not have, that'll be hard for me, a couple minutes that I can make some money out of it. That I can make some, what a hard day, I will hop a ride. I'm waiting for this hard day. Oh, when a hard day comes, I get so excited. I have a hard day. I can make 100 days. Every day you have a hard day, it means in a year you have a million years. I'm so jealous. The person grows from these hard things. This is the way. People don't have. There's a letter from Rav Hutna. A person writes him, Choshev died, I gave up, I can't, it's not going, it's not happening. Lullamais. Rav Hutna writes him, your letter is a spirit of what you said. Because it's so hard for you, you have the potential to become very big. Says the Welt says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik become, the Welt thinks that even if the Tzadik will fall down 7 times, he will manage to stand up. We know, Zog Rav Hutna, Sheva Yipol Tzadik become is because Sheva Yipol Tzadik become. So what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say two nekudas. Very lemaisik. First, a person has to know that these are the days that he's in a yeshiva. Could be he will not understand what is the roshim and what is the nafkimina. Some guys say, I'm already waiting for the day. I don't see one of these boys here today. Although some of the boys say, you know, I'm waiting for the day to get married to be a good balabas to learn 4 hours of Hayomi. You know, here I'm schlepping around. Then I'll manage, you know, I'll cover every 7 years. I'll do every day 4 shiurim of Hayomi. I say, hear what I'm doing, it's a horror sometimes. Comes up to the head. It's not a yeshiva. Go home. Very good. Go to Balabatim. They get up as a check for that. But it's not shaykh. It's a little bit of yeshiva. What is the hezva? Go to explain this person why we have to sit in the Mishnah Rosh. He wants a little bit of hezva, I'll explain to you. Chazal say, Echot sheyoshev Elohim et chev el abadim. Shechina imoyim. Shtayim sheyoshevim shechina imoyim. Shloisha. Asor shechina mekadmo. Teira is ruchni. Teira is not mada. It's Teira Hashem. It's Teira Hashem. Gdolim don't have to be with IQ. Teira Hashem is a andere zach. As a Muslim, Rabim Shalom Din is a different Zach. Kol Teira is Kol Kedusha. Our second rise, the noise disturbs. It's Kol Teira. It's Ribcha Teira. It's the only Chochmah that to explain you have to yell and scream. There's no different Chochmah, Chutzim, politician who wants to prove himself, yes, he schemes. Aber chutz from that, you want to explain math or something, he don't scream. Never went into a class of math, the guy is screaming, yeah? You're jumping to the answer, what are you moving your hands for? Why? By us it's called Atzmoy Setim Alma. Balatun says, Vayanu, Vayanu, O Vayanu, Merochek, is the reason we shuckle when we learn. The aim of the rest is the Zira. Tell us the other Muslim. Chaya Yeshiva have the Milet. Why it's like that, we have to know. Yankev Avinu, everyone will see his Madrege. But if Yankev Avinu and others like Deutsch feel that when they go to Mitzrayim, there needs to be a Yeshiva, a Bochy can't feel, I don't understand the difference. I don't understand the difference. But that's Madam, I learned much better from this man. Man is a mufka dike person. Rachmona says such a neshama. So the person is sitting at this year that he's in the yeshiva. Even if he doesn't see it, it's hard. Echot betzal reisu bimer shalei betzal. There's no one in the world, I'm telling you, be a diye pru. Kol yomai godalti ben hachachomim. I didn't see even one. I didn't see even one person that had less misgivingness than the other person. There's not a bigger person than the other person that has less misgivingness. This is what I'm telling you. Everyone has the same misgivingness. And the bigger people have bigger misgivingness. It doesn't look like that. But it's like that. The person has to say to himself every time when he passes on his side, this is the step for growth. This is a step for growth. So in every step he gets a point. Say, Alamor, you know, it's Choshev Bochum, it's bad to explain it like that. Well, I'm only going to explain it like to little kids on multiple games when they have these little games that you play, yeah? Computer games. So, you know, you play, you know, everything that you eat, you get that there's a point or something, this is how it goes, yeah? Then it's like a little step, that you did, you get like a lot, yeah? As they gave us into it. You learn every day is a point. When it's hard, one hit, you get 300 points. It's hard now. Chaparai. The person will not eat these points, he will never get very far. The person, every day when it's hard, he goes to bed. So he's leaving, right? He's eating this little point, he gets one. Where is his level? Low, low, low. Today, I was not feeling good. This is the day to be there. And if Hashem gives someone hard, a lot of hard days, it means for this he's made here. You never know. A person could be that the last Gilgul, he was the God of Ladon. The Dilma before he was the Tzaddik Adol. The Gilgul before the Balmoichas from Dol. And now he's one Dol to just eat some hard things to put himself really up. So he's back in this Dol to give it hard, and this time he failed. Who knows? When the Shomer comes up, he will get you some hard days to try. You didn't manage. Last Dol, Gilgul, you said everyone was bothering me, I didn't have time to learn. Everyone was asking brachas, I didn't have time to learn. No, what is bothering you? No, just open the Gemara. Lay out of Cheshire. I'm in a bad mood, in my soul. This is our Cheshire. This is our Kaya. And the year that we are in Yeshiva, this is the time that we grow, even if we don't understand it. We have to be smart enough to understand that if G'dayla Yisrael will be Yashidah, they saw what it does. If that person that I met will be opening a yeshiva, was planning to open separate rooms. Like a jail. Big jail. We know why. We know chutz in the ruch is. Try to learn yourself. After an hour, you stop to learn, yeah? Maybe five guys, good maslinim will learn. The other one will dry up. So as I said, and all the zachas like that. So the person will chat. Remember, Yaakov Avinu, this is what they felt. So I'm saying, that's why I'm saying, first it's good to know for Ashkofe. People have shared their life, go places that there's no yeshiva, there's no dad, no shul, no mokim teva. No, no, I live in my house every day. No, not a place to move. Not a place to go. Yaakov doesn't want to step in Mitzrayim if there's no yeshiva in Mitzrayim. Yaakov will be the thing that he can manage. And Yaakov has yeshiva in his house. We're in London though. Now, if every God has to only learn in yeshiva or not, that's not yeshiva. I saw, I told you last year, how much this time, last year, someone showed me a video from Rabbi Yashin's house. I don't know if it was right to look in the video, to take that video or not. Well, there's a guy at the Meir Shem, Chutzpah. He, 2:30 by night, he hid it in Rabbi Yashin's house with a video machine. And Rabbi Yashin walked up to 2:30 by night. And the video of Rabbi Yashin walking in his house, Rabbi Yashin doesn't know the video even. He was standing back in the little window there. You can see the clock even. And it's 2:30, Rabbi Yashin goes to the seat, opens the Gemara and starts to learn. Until the morning. Picks up slowing, Mamish. The Gemara, Yashin takes this. They got to start that. This is what he does 2:30 by night. He said, God, let go. It doesn't help. Gemara, Rashi, Tesis, to learn, and to learn, and to learn. Think he doesn't have any sign? And you see, like, in the middle of Yachat Yisrael, there's Mechazi Yisrael, and why are you learning? Thanks to his head on the Gemara, he has a Shmer. He said, I don't know. I was a Sufik if I'm allowed to look in it or not. Yeah, it's a head there, someone. Then I destroyed it, I didn't feel it's right. We don't chop. We think gear it's easy. It's the same Nisayon. Everyone has the same Nisayon. And everyone has to pass the same Nisayon. And the Chokhmah is, if you pass, you grow.